phase of this particular event. And as a part of that, we're going to ask the county to continue what they've the practices that they've done in the past with the voucher system at the transfer station. It's been extremely helpful. And then have our commitment that we will monitor that closely to ensure that that is flood-related debris and not just a free chance at the transfer station. So that's what we're asking the commission to consider today, is implementing the voucher system for a period of 3 weeks to 1 month, just to give us a chance to get all of this cleaned up and back to a more normal situation.
Okay.
Thank you, Rick.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rick.
Mr. Hayes, you want to come up? And Randy Hayes with Road and Bridge.
Good morning. We have used the voucher system, and I think it's a good thing. It helps out several villages, municipalities, but I'd like to see it well-controlled, and people in charge of them, smaller communities and areas, to be able to sign off on that so it doesn't confuse the personnel at transfer station as to who's eligible for the vouchers and who's not. And it'll help us tremendously. So,
okay. Laura?
So, and Randy, the voucher is going to be at the, you know, the places you designate is going to be at?
That, I'm not sure what they've done in the past. Mainly city halls, I guess, is where they distribute
right.
them, and the public can access them there, and then they can double-check residents' addresses, different things like that, to make sure that they're in them areas that were inundated with our floodwaters.
You guys might have said this. I can kind of barely hear a few of you. Mike, did they say that, what about, I know we do the roll-off dumpsters. What are they talking about as far as anybody that comes up with their own trailers to the transfer station? Is there a voucher system for that as well?
Well, that's the gray area we need to try to get worked out, because we have a lot of areas that are out in the county that have experienced flooding along the major creeks, Bull Creek, Swan Creek, and Beaver Creek, and places like that, if they've had flood damage debris. But I don't know how, where we use the courthouse as the access point for the vouchers.
Well, I've got
the most reasonable, I'd say.
Yeah, we've got I've got a list here that, you know, each of the municipalities: the city of Hollister, village of Bull Creek, city of Rockaway Beach, city of Branson, or the Taney County Commission office. So.
Okay. If we do a good job kind of controlling that, well, my fear is we get overrun with surrounding counties, and because this has been so widespread, and I know a lot of people have had damage and flooding damage, but it's not as bad as the people that had to be evacuated out of their homes, and that type of damage is quite extensive. So,
yeah, and we've also got a form here, a voucher form. It's going to require that they, you know, they need to verify their address, but they have to be signed off by a county or a municipal official's signature.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
I think that should help.
Have you seen that form, Randy?
Yeah, I've seen the form. Who in the county is going to be signing off on those? So, I mean, I've got David here. That way, him and Karen knows that they need to bring that form with them. Then, if somebody just shows up with a load, I mean, they're going to charge them unless they have this voucher. So,
you'll be in the office all the time. Is there any reason that Melissa from Emergency Management, they could not stop it and get it right there?
The
form signed off on. I'm asking.
The only thing about that is, well, with the door outside my office locked, it's very confusing to get to.
Okay.
And with some of this, I'm not always going to be there. Once we start doing some PDAs and some damage assessments and things, I'm going to have to be out in the field. So I won't always be there. But I can work closely if, you know, somebody from your office was to do it but needs to call and verify, especially on areas. I think the areas along like Taney Como, those addresses, and that is pretty, but when we get out into the county, if we need to call in.
I have another question on that is, Randy, don't you have the two girls in your office? Would they be able to sign off on it possibly? Because they could verify.
I said they would know what roads and creeks. And
right.
Right. We're gonna have to have designated areas because, I mean, most of the homes along the major creeks, there was no home damage. There was other damage, but that's not stuff that we'd be bringing to the transfer. So, I mean, I'm looking for household damage. I mean, building material type stuff they'd have to remove and replace. So,
I would think your office would be the ideal place, and if they had doubt, they could confirm it with you or Devin.
Okay.
Do you have a problem with that?
No.
Okay.
So that would take care of the county, someone in the county verifying so that Mr. Stottle and them will know whose signatures to look for out there at the transfer station.
Is that acceptable?
David, did you want to come up? And Mr. Stottle is going to come up to the mic. Yep, that'll be fine.
Can he spell his name, please?
Stottle.
Go ahead, David.
Well, I know before, I mean, are you going to do the roll-offs in Hollister? Each driver needs a voucher each time he brings one. I know we did that before. If we can do that again, that'll be great. Each individual needs a voucher if they bring more than one load.
Okay.
So, yes.
And as long as
how do we police that to make sure you're not wasting, you know, do they say, hey, I think I'll have three loads worth? Or do you make them go get a new one every time? And how do we verify that, hey, they use the voucher that they've got and they don't? Or are we to the point of, hey, if they're going to abuse the system, they're going to abuse it, and we know it's going to happen and hope that it doesn't.
Certainly, we're going to, Rick Ziegenfuss, certainly we're sensitive to this. We don't want to lose or abuse this. And so we, I think, as all the cities, we will be very judicious in letting these out because we have refused people in the past that have come and we've not determined that they have a need. They're just trying to take advantage of a system, and so we have refused them in the past. We will continue to do that, and I'm going to actually have that at the point of pickup that we're going to try and determine what level people have of need. And so, but for the most part, we're going to ask them to come in and get a voucher each time rather than give out a handful of vouchers and then find out that they've distributed them to other people that don't merit that. So, again, our point to this is we do appreciate the service. We do know there's a public expense to providing this service, and we don't want that abused.
I'll have to set up an account on our system over there for 20, we'll put it as flood 2017. I'll have to get with somebody on whether how I'm going to set it up. I mean, where we don't have a dollar figure to show that needs to be as a deposit, which we've done that before. That's not going to be a problem, but I'll get with Randy on how he wants to set it up. And that was the only concern he answered there about people either copying vouchers or getting too many handed out. I mean, I'm glad to hear Hollister's going to do theirs that away.
Okay.
When you say copying, then do we need to seal it?
Can we not put dates on these and that voucher's only good for a short period, and then they'll have to acquire a new one? That way we can limit some of that.
Well, and that's what Mr. Ziegenfuss said. He's wanting 3 to 4 weeks, which would put us about till June 2nd.
And I would recommend the vouchers are requiring original signatures from the person that's bringing the material and the point of issue of the voucher, that there's an original signature on those vouchers so that precludes copies. And I will just say best practices. Hollister requires our public officials to sign in blue so that it can't just be a simple black copy and it just looks the same all the way along. But however that can be done. But I would recommend original signatures on every voucher received.
That works unless you've got a colored copier.
Generally, when you make a colored copy, it's not impossible to make it undetectable, but you can usually tell a colored copied signature. So, and it,
yeah.
So, but at any rate, original signatures are our best effort to get original signatures to preclude these. And then we are certainly, at least I'll speak for Hollister, I think the rest of the communities would follow this. We are certainly not averse to keeping a log of who we issued these to, and that log can be compared to the transfer station log to ensure that we haven't had people, when we issue one voucher for a load for somebody, that they don't go home and make copies and do a whole bunch of loads off of that. Then we can go back to them. And I haven't seen the voucher form since the last event, but make sure that there's addresses and things like that, sufficient contact information for whoever's using them so that we can go back and find them again if we think they're abusing it.
Okay, I've got also one other issue is that we were looking at a 30-day, and I know that you said the city of Hollister is ready to start the cleanup. We had a date put on, proposed May 9th to June 9th. I think by May 9th, the rains should be out of here, and, you know, I don't know what's appropriate to, you know, a good start date.
I would probably do it now until June 9th, or because I know there's a lot of, I'm getting a lot of phone calls. I think Melissa said her office is getting some phone calls about people that are already tearing stuff out and ready to.
Okay.
Especially in the flash flood areas. Now your Foggy River areas, that's where Mr. Zimikos was talking about the roads, or the water's kind of going down, so now they're actually able to get in there and access that. So kind of two different issues, two different floods. Or types of flooding, I guess.
Bull Creek has piles of it piled up already.
So do we. Our dumpsters are arriving today.
Okay.
No, Melissa, someone told me it was on the news. I haven't heard it. Are we supposed to get more rain next week?
Next Wednesday is the next chance for rain, but they haven't said if it's just a little bit or what it's going to be like. So,
thank you.
Okay. I have one more question. We know, are we going to be putting roll-offs or dumpsters? We've done that in the past, like in the Foggy River area, where you're going to have multiple residents using that.
We were going to recommend, and Brandon, we were going to recommend to let Chris Burnt choose what areas and how many dumpsters that are needed, as he had did previously.
Okay. Okay.
And the different municipalities and villages can get with him on what their needs might be. That's fine.
Okay. Does that work for you, Randy?
Yeah. Like David said, if a roll-off comes in, they need to have that voucher depicting that roll-off where it came from and whatnot, so we can work with the trash service company to.
Well, and for the county, I've already made contact. He reached out. The Republic Services rep that we works with the county that we used last time when we set the roll-offs in 2015, he's already reached out. And so we already have that contact to provide the vouchers to them. We have a contact with Republic Services. If that's who the county chooses to use. I know that's who does the trash service for county offices. And that's who we've used in the past.
Okay. All right. Is anyone else here to speak?
Okay.
All right, then I'm going to make a motion.